For this Friday, October 3rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Week 7 of the high school football regular season is tonight, and the Mount Vernon Wildcats play on the road at the Heritage Hills Patriots at 7 o'clock. The Wildcats are 4-2 on the year, and the Patriots are 5-1 overall. Chris Cook and Alan Buck have the radio call on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey Vikings hit the road to take on Forest Park at 6:30. The Vikings are 5-1 on the season, and they are going for their fourth straight win. The Rangers are 3-3 on the year. Jordan Fisher and Chris Moreland have you covered on the radio on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Other Week 7 games throughout the Tri-State and the SIAC. Castle plays at Jasper. Central welcomes Harrison. Memorial is at Wrights. North has a home game versus Vincennes. And Modern Day travels to Bossy. Outside the SIAC, Boonville journeys to Princeton. Gibson Southern plays a road game at Washington. Pike Central is on the road at South Spencer. Tecumseh ventures to Springs Valley. And Tell City is at Southridge. Posey County Probation is currently hiring, with two openings available for the role of probation officer. One position is open immediately, while the second one will begin on January 1st of 2026. The job involves supervising adult clients, conducting investigations and assessments, and working closely with the courts to enforce conditions of community supervision. Officers will also perform drug testing, field visits, and maintain communication with treatment providers and legal representatives. Applicants must have a bachelor's degree that is preferably in criminal justice, social work, or a related field, and be at least 21 years old. Strong communication skills and a belief in behavioral change are essential. The salary follows Indiana's minimum salary schedule for probation officers. Applications are being accepted through October 17th. You can apply online or send your resume, cover letter, and three references to probation officer Michelle Fortune in Mount Vernon. MSD of North Posey posted on Facebook that a public hearing for the collective bargaining negotiations process will be held this coming Monday, October 6th at 3 o'clock in the district conference room. Public testimony regarding teacher compensation is welcome. Electronic participation will also be available through the MSD of North Posey County YouTube live stream, and the chat feature will be enabled during the meeting. On Wednesday, ticket sales got underway for the 2025 Nut Club Half Pot ahead of this year's Fall Festival. This year, ticket sales will run through October 11th. From now through October 5th, you can buy tickets in person at the Mead Johnson parking lot located at the corner of the Lloyd Expressway and St. Joseph Avenue. From October 5th through October 11th, you can find Half Pot ticket booths along Franklin Street during the Fall Festival. New this year, Half Pot tickets will be available for purchase online. A special early bird prize will also be available for those who buy tickets before October 7th. Each year, the total pot has surpassed the previous record. In 2024, the pot was just over $2 million. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey boys tennis won their sectional semifinal match versus Modern Day 4-1. And for Mount Vernon boys tennis, their season came to an end with a 3-2 loss against Central. North Posey boys tennis plays in the sectional championship against Central on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Mount Vernon High School. North Posey volleyball won an exciting match in five sets at Forest Park. The Vikings lost the first two sets and then rallied to win three straight sets, 25-17, 25-18, and 15-13. North Posey improves to 18-4 in the season and 8-1 in the PAC. North Posey boys soccer won in a shootout at Mount Vernon. The match finished tied 1-1, but the Vikings won the shootout 4-2. North Posey improves to 6-7-1 on the year, and Mount Vernon is now 2-15 overall. From the Major League Baseball playoffs yesterday, the Chicago Cubs advanced to the National League Division Series for the first time since 2017, as they won the decisive Game 3 of their wildcard series at home versus the San Diego Padres 3-1. The Cubs play the Milwaukee Brewers in the best-of-five NLDS. Game 1 of the series is tomorrow in Milwaukee. That's news and sports for this Friday, October 3rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.